Marketing is back with us now. And it's interesting because this time last week, our guide to personal finance, Mark, was here discussing some common mistakes made by inexperienced stock traders, such as taking on too much risk and borrowing money to invest. Well, several listeners wrote in feeling that if they didn't implement riskier investment strategies, that they would be left behind financially. Well, Mark is back with us this week to explain a strategy that young people can implement today to set themselves up financially in the future. Mark, hello there. I should make the official introduction. Mark is our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. How are you today? Mark Ting, are you with us?
Oh, sorry. Can you not hear me?
I've got you now.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Perfect.
Yeah. So for someone who is just beginning to invest in the stock market, why don't we start with your top piece of advice?
Well, investing is all about patience and discipline. That's like the key to success. So time in the market is a young person's greatest advantage because it allows for that compound growth. It also means that they don't need a lot of money to start, which is good because most young people I know are pretty much broke. So the idea is to invest early, often, and never stop. Even if your friends, social media, or some guy on the radio tells you that the markets look expensive or they're in a bubble, just keep investing. So I always say, ignore all the news because those small but consistent contributions, they can really add up. And over time, you can end up with $1 million.
I like that little carrot dangling in the far, far future. So you say keep investing. What are you suggesting people invest in?
Well, I mean, the news recently about a lot of this wave of young people investing, they'd be going into these YOLO trades. And that's where they go all in on a very speculative investment or a strategy. And if it pays off, they win big. But if it doesn't, which is most of the time, then they lose most, if not all, their money. So that sounds like gambling. That's not really investing. And it's a costly mistake that I've made many, many times in the past. I've lost a lot of money betting on things like penny stocks. Those are the stocks that are priced under $5 and the riskier ones. And but they're very popular with new investors. So I rather young people keep it simple, buy index funds, exchange-traded funds, which track an entire stock market like the S&P 500. And that's the index that's comprised of the top 500 largest companies in the US. So buying index funds is great for smaller investors because it gives them access to some of the bigger names that they like the Amazons and the Teslas of the world, but all the other sectors as well, like healthcare, financials, real estate, etc. And it's all bundled up in one inexpensive package. So it's not as exciting as penny stocks, but your odds of success are much higher with the strategy.
Okay, it sounds like you're saying that slow and steady wins the race. Is that fair?
Yeah, in a sense, like I don't want them to go too slow. So we're not talking about like turtle slow here, because if someone's investing in the S&P 500, it's still going to be volatile because they're still going to have a portfolio of 100% stocks. That said, with time, as we've seen historically, there's going to be a lot more up days than down days, and it should continue to make all-time highs. So young people that have all this time on their side, they can ride out all the downtimes and hopefully invest more during the downtimes. That's when the stock prices are cheaper. And then they just wait and they wait for things to recover. The key to success is to be disciplined and not buy or sell based on the fear or greed. So with the speculative investments, such as the most recent GameStop story, which is ongoing, still continuing, the narrative was that a lot of retail investors made millions at the expense of the big hedge funds. But that's not exactly what happened. The reality was that some retail investors made millions, but others lost a lot of money. And the hedge funds, some of them did lose billions of dollars, but others made billions. So either way, like it's dangerous waters there. So I'd stay clear of this type of investing. It's too much risk. I'd rather people just keep things boring, simple, have their core holdings. But if they have money left over, you know, I have no problem with them going a little bit crazy on that stuff. Their YOLO, I call it their sandbox, because that's what makes investing interesting.
Okay. Only money you can afford to lose. Is that it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned a while back there that small amounts can add up to millions. That got our attention. But small amounts, how small are we talking about?
Yeah, it could be as small as that $5 a day coffee habit. So, you know, let's do some math. So $5 a day, that translates to $1,825 a year. So if a 21-year-old started saving $5 a day and had the patience and discipline to stick with it until the age of 65, the total amount saved would be $78,475. So that sounds like a lot of money, but it's not overly impressive because, you know, it took 43 years and it's $78,000 in future dollars, which is when the cost of living is much higher. So to make that money feel meaningful, to put a meaningful financial dent, this money has to be invested, and definitely not in something high risk like the penny stocks or the meme stocks like GameStop. So for this example, we'll use the S&P 500 index fund, which I earlier recommended, which has historically averaged a 10% rate of return. So if this 21-year-old made coffee at home, forewent the Starbucks coffee, and instead invested that $5 a day for 43 years in the S&P 500, by the time he reached the age of 65, his portfolio would be worth about over $1.1 million. And the majority of that, over $1 million worth, would have been investment growth. So that's the magic of compounding. That's why I suggest you do it that way. And that's how you get rich slow.
Okay, and get good at making your own coffee at home, for starters. Okay, so over $1 million in growth based on $5 a day. I mean, that's a lot of money, but only after a 43-year investment commitment. What if it can't be done?
Yeah, so I'm not naive. I know that few people will actually follow through with this strategy, but what I'm just trying to point out that it's not impossible. Most young people who have jobs, they shouldn't have too much difficulty finding an extra $5 a day. They might have to be creative. They might have to find that side hustle, or they might have to make minor adjustments to their budget, like giving up coffee. Or you can save more at the beginning. So I'm thinking back, my first side hustle, I was walking that dog and I made $25 a day. And I did that for about 2 years. So I decided to do the math on that. I didn't actually do this, but had I invested all my dog walking money for those 2 years, it would have added up to just over $18,000. And if I invested that $18,000 in the same matter, S&P 500, for the 43 years, and I never added an extra penny to it, and I just let it grow and compound, by the time I was 65, I'd still have over $1 million. So the takeaway is, it can be done. It can be done without excessive risk. The main reason people fail is because they either stop investing when markets slump, they get fearful, and they don't resume, or, you know, they use the money, which is understandable, right? I mean, they might have to pay for a car, a wedding, or rent deposit, whatever it is. But I just want people to realize there are consequences to taking out that money earlier. If you take it out earlier, it's not growing. So the math is clear. Doesn't take much money to become a millionaire. It just takes a lot of discipline and time.
Okay, well, that's a good lesson for today, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.